Dr. Braccio. How are you this morning?
Well, Tony, I'm in a good mood. I had a good little chat with Brittany there, who always seems to put me in a good mood. I'm sure she does you also. And actually, in good spirits.
You know, I've seen her quiet before, but I've never seen her in a bad mood. I've never heard her say a cross word. It's almost sickening.
Well, listen, sounds also like you're a good guy, Tony.
Well, I tried, Dr. Braccio. You know, it seems it seems like I have these topics to talk with you about that are just so troubling. We were talking about Wes Leonard, the star basketball player from Finville who passed away, and his team and his family and his community had to deal with that loss. And lo and behold, another disaster occurs with the huge earthquake and tsunami in Japan. How in the world can people try and find the bright side of that situation?
Well, it's like the 9/11 situation, Tony. What we're going to find is there are going to be people just like you, me, people that never thought of themselves as heroes, people that never thought that something was going to happen to them, but they're going to save people, help people, do things, be models for others, and that's certainly going to be happening in Japan, just like it did 9/11 and any other disaster. And that's what makes these things afterwards, gives us some great memories and some things to look back even on the worst of times, Tony.
Okay, we've all seen the devastation of the pictures and the audio from what's happened over there. Now they're facing nuclear disasters as we're seeing some leaks from the nuclear power plants. How do people kind of disassociate themselves from what has gone wrong and try to pick up the pieces and put their lives back together?
I think what people do, it's remarkable the resilience of human beings. Even in the midst of the worst of disasters, people, they find a way to keep going, Tony. They find a way to survive. They find a way to pull together. There are going to be a lot of people that find a stronger sense of spirituality, a greater connection with a part of them that maybe they've lost track of. So many people react differently to disaster, but many people actually, it sounds kind of odd, they can gain in the long run, while it's certainly tragic and they feel absolutely horrible in the short run while it's going on.
Dr. Braccio, who is this harder on, adults or children?
Well, it depends. I think children obviously don't understand, don't really know what's going on. So it's certainly pretty horrible for them. And I think a lot of it depends on the attitude, the behavior, assuming the family is alive, of the persons around them. If the parents are calm and come up with a strategy of what to do, then that's going to certainly help the children feel more relaxed and more calm. But any way you look at it, it's going to be tough for everybody.
Do you think those people over there understand and appreciate that people around the world are sending monies, sending goods, coming over and volunteering, or are they kind of caught up in their own situations?
Well, I think two things. One, I think if they know, they'll appreciate it. But they're kind of at a survival level right now, Tony. I think if you've had your, house, wash away, it's cold, you're in a shelter, if you hear about others helping, you're appreciative. But I think the main thing is just day-to-day survival for you and your family, or where is your family, or, just whatever's happening. Because I think it's hard to be in a state of being happy that the rest of the world is helping if you're barely surviving and really don't know what's going on. Now, obviously, if some food comes in and you're hungry and it came from the United States or wherever it might come from, I certainly think you'd be appreciative. But I think these folks are at a very survival level. When you hear some of these towns, everything was washed away in the tsunami, and now they're in shelters, there's cold, there isn't a lot of heat, there isn't food. I think at that level, you're just thinking of survival and maybe praying or doing whatever you're doing in times of disaster. This is like a World War II or a giant war situation. Pretty horrible.
Dr. Braccio, what did you think? What entered your mind when you first saw this story unfold?
Well, I think it was kind of overwhelming, Tony, because you're just sitting there, you know, like they're listening, and I just happened to had TV on at the time, and I saw all of a sudden all the damage, and then all of a sudden you saw these giant waves coming, and then you saw people lost, and then you saw people, even, you know, just from cameras, you can, in microphones, you could hear people just in great distress. And you know you're only getting a slight view of the catastrophe of what's really going on. I was kind of overwhelmed. I mean, it's just such a huge, you know, Shakespearean kind of a tragedy just to watch this. I guess I would say overwhelmed and kind of amazed to see such a non-warlike. I mean, this is just, you know, one day everything is okay, and then the next day, you get this giant Titanic earthquake, and then you get this overwhelming, you know, wave coming into the community, going 6-7 miles in many cases. So I would say overwhelmed, actually, and amazed, and awe, even, whatever word you want to use. And then there were the aftershocks you kept hearing about. So personally, it's been a tragedy, and I've actually felt some of the feelings, even though from thousands of miles away. I think as a human being, you can't see such tragedy and not feel pretty horrible.
We've been speaking psychologically with Dr. John Braccio, a fully licensed psychologist and the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Dr. John, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Tony.